Just a few laws regarding Simchat Purim. Chacham Avadia writes in Chazon Avadia, Hilchot Purim and Daf Kuf Pe Aleph. Nachon Lilmod Torah, Sha'a Achat Kodem HaSe'udah, or Betok HaSe'udah. So Chacham Avadia has to remind us that Purim, we're still obligated to learn Torah. Even though we all get involved with the mitzvot of the day, and the reading of the Megillah, and the Se'udah, so one should make sure before the Seudah, before he starts to drink and he gets drunk and he might not be able to fulfill his obligation, so he should try to learn before the Seudah, and also during the Seudah also should be filled with Devrei Torah. He does tell a story over here that was told by Menachem Mendel Kutzk, that once told his students that there was a great rabbi, Rabbi Abraham from Sukachov. He was the Avnei Nezer, the Baal Avnei Nezer. At one time, it was Purim day, and everybody was involved in the mitzvot and in the Simchat Purim, and the father of the Avnei Nezer went to the side and started learning Torah. So the rabbi from Kutzk said that on that moment, the father of the Avnei Nezer was the only one in the world that was learning Torah at that moment. And if it wasn't for him, there would be no existence of the world. And therefore, Borei Olam rewarded the father of the Avnei Nezer with a son that had a great neshama that illuminated the world with his Torah. So you see over here, we have to be more careful on Purim day, where sometimes as a result of the mitzvot, a lot of people neglect their obligation to the study of Torah. So we have to make sure that at all times, we remember that there's still an obligation to study. So there was a question that they asked Chacham Avadia. A person, let's say, makes a siyum masechet on Purim. Especially now that the Daf Yomi cycle, they're learning Masechet Megillah, so a lot of people are studying an extra amud a day in order that they can make the siyum of Masechet Megillah on Purim day itself. So the question was asked, you want to make a siyum / se'udat Purim. Is that permissible or is that a problem of en osim mitzvot, havilot, havilot? You're not supposed to do mitzvot in bundles. Chacham Avadia says it is permissible because you're not doing two separate actions. You're doing one action. You're making one seudah and you're eating it for two purposes. And he brings a ra'aya. The Gemara talks about using, Gemara Yerushalmi, talks about drinking the four kosot on Pesach from wine of Shvi'it, which means after a certain time you have to get rid of the wine of the seventh year. So how do you get rid of it? You drink it. So here you're fulfilling two mitzvot. You're doing arba kosot, and at the same time you're getting rid of the wine of Shvi'it. Mishnah Yerushalmi says mutar. Why? Because it's one action. And similarly, it's permissible to the Kohanim can eat terumah matzah. If the matzah is made out of terumah, they can eat. You know it's a mitzvah to eat terumah, it's a mitzvah to eat matzah. Since it's one action, there is no problem of osi mitzvot havilot havilot. So the halakha ma'aseh, the hakam rules on page Kuf peh, and I quote, "Mishisiyem masechet bepurim, ve'onse seudat lesiyum masechet bekolel imas seudat purim shapir dame." It is permissible v'embasim mishum enosim mitzvot habilot habilot.